for example, in Burnfoot village, which was heavily impacted by the floods. There's a whole issue of rivers. We have the Office of Public Works, Inland Fisheries Ireland, National Parks and Wildlife, that, you know, basically have farmers not being able to do anything to clear rivers, clear trees, debris, you know, the whole issue of dredging, of sometimes of realigning of rivers. So there's a whole range of issues where the lessons have to be learned, and we need supports for all of these people that are needed.
And you have been seeking this clarification for the best part of 2 months now. Is it unsettling that in that delay?
Oh, indeed, it is. And, you know, the other issue, of course, is the issue of people in the area of farming. We have potato growers, crop growers. We have various categories of farmers that are not going to get support. One potato grower has a loss of €300,000 with no compensation there. So, you know, the cameras have moved on now from Donegal, but the issues remain. And then the final issue, which is a big deal, is that the European Commission are pursuing our government because they're 2 years late with the flood prevention management plans. And if you look at Donegal, we've had floods in Fin Valley, Kilmacrennan, Kerrykeel, Remelton, Betterkent Hospital was flooded, now Inishowen and East Donegal. These are not once in a 100-year events for communities across Donegal. They're now regular events, and we need flood management plans. We need investment, and we need government to get their act together.